I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner, and this is Healthful High Notes. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. According to the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, more than 11,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year. If you have a cervix, you're at risk for cervical cancer. According to the CDC, it occurs most often in women over the age of 30, and the number one cause for cervical cancer is the human papillomavirus, or HPV. HPV is a virus, and it is passed from person to person during sex. About half of the people who are sexually active will get HPV at some point in their lifetime. You can help prevent cervical cancer by having a test that screens for it, and there is now an HPV vaccine to help prevent cervical cancer. One of the screening tests is the Pap test, which looks for precancers in the cervix. The other screening test is the HPV test that looks for the virus, which causes the cells to change. All women should start getting a Pap test at the age of 21. If it's normal, then you don't have to be screened for another 3 years. If it's not normal, then you and your provider will discuss the best options for you. The HPV vaccine reduces your risk of getting HPV, which is, as I said, the virus that causes cervical cancer. The recommendation is for all children starting at age 11 and some as young as 9 to receive the HPV vaccine. That's all children, no gender excluded. The idea for getting at this age is to have the vaccine before your child is exposed. And I'll bet you didn't know, since we've been giving the HPV vaccine, some HPV infection types have dropped by as much as 88%. That's astounding. There is over 15 years of data on the HPV vaccine, and it is safe. Be sure to talk to your healthcare provider about the HPV vaccine for your child and maybe for yourself. Some adults between the ages of 27 and 45 may have a need to be vaccinated against new strains of HPV. Remember, prevention is key. When cervical cancer is found, if it is found early, it is very responsive to treatment and most people go on to lead healthy lives. I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner and advanced forensic nurse, and you've been listening to Healthful High Notes. Be sure to visit the WYXR Podcast Network at wyxr.org for more Healthful High Notes.